Greetings everybody, peace and love. Thank you for joining me again today in the exploration of thought and the universe and this matrix that we live in. So I will start by saying Happy New Year, but at the same time, is it really the new year? I guess not, because New Year would not start in winter in the dead time, you know, because in winter the sun dies for 3 days. You know, leaves fall off trees, plants die, you know. Everything goes down in the winter, so that can't possibly be the new year. So the new year is really in spring. You know, that is really the beginning of life cycle all over again for the entire planet. You know, all the seasons and equinoxes and everything, that's when it all cycles over again. But, you know, they changed it because of power and control. So basically the first person to manipulate it from the ancestors, because the ancestors created 28 day months, it was 13 constellations, 13 months, and you know, March, it wasn't called March then, but that time of year was the beginning of the year in the springtime. Anyhow, you know, there was a Roman king named Numa Pompilius. And he is the one who changed it to January. You know, he replaced March as the first month with January. And the reason was because January was named after Janus, the Roman god of beginnings. And March was named after Mars, the god of war. So they changed it from March 1st to January 1st. And then a few years later, in 46 BCE, Julius Caesar introduced more changes, though the Julian calendar, as it became known, retained January 1st as the year's opening date. The reason for that is because January 1st was the date that the councils took office. And when I say councils, I mean like senators, congressmen, president, you understand? Because just understand that America is a copy of the Roman Republic. So the Julius Caesar at the time was called a proconsul, and the proconsul is basically president of the city. So anyway, he did that for a political move. And then after that, a few years later, in 1582, Pope Gregory introduced a revised calendar, but he still kept January 1st as the new year. And then over time, other nations started to switch through conquest, of course, you know, and then Great Britain and American colonies, they switched to the Gregorian calendar in 1752. But before that, they celebrated the New Year's Day on March 25th. The reason why people used to celebrate the New Year's on March 25th was because they said that that was when Mary announced she was pregnant. So, you know, a lot of people have different dates. Even in Ethiopia, Ethiopian New Year begins on September 11th. You know, that's surprising. And the world is not like what you think. You know, when you're here in this part of the world, you might think the entire world thinks like you are, is on the same type of concept, but that's just not the case. And this thing called time, you know, these men who are manipulating the world right now, they're manipulating us, you know, with this idea of time. You have to really examine what time is. You know what I mean? The only time you really can measure is the time, is the cycles of the moon and the sun. Right? So the sun gives you the daily cycle, and so does the moon. The moon actually gives you the month, you know, just like, and just do the math. Like, these people say it's 4 weeks in a month, right? But there's 31 days in some month and 30 days in some months. But a week is 7 days, and 4 times 7 is 28. So you see, it goes back to what the natural should be. But yet, they still telling us that a month is 30 days, 31 days, and 29. Just so they could keep us out of tune, keep us, you know, not in tune with the universe, not in tune with anything. That's what all these things is for. So we have to figure out a way of getting back to basically reality. Like, I also heard this theory that the reason why April 1st is called Tom Fool's Day was because after the king had declared January 1st as the beginning of the new year, some people still kept celebrating April 1st as the new year. So, you know, the king was like, all right, basically, he's going to make a royal decree, you know, so that's basically like law. So anyone caught celebrating April 1st will be decreed a fool. And it's not like now where, you know, oh, you're, you know, somebody say you're a fool, or, you know, once the king has decreed you a fool, that's how you're going to be treated in the entire kingdom. So eventually people stop doing the April 1st and do the January 1st to avoid being called a fool. And then April 1st just became known as Tom Fool's Day, April Fool Day. So it's a lot of tricks. You just have to keep your eye open, man. You know, work on that third eye, keep it open so you can see the real. So just some little information for everybody. Peace and love and positivity. Enjoy the rest of your day. Ashe. Wow, it's 222 on the phone right now, too. Right as I said that. So you see, the ancestors agree. Peace.